William Wesley, good to have you here.
Good morning.
So how are the games going so far for this 56th annual tournament?
Fantastic. You know, you couldn't ask for anything better. You know, you get your odd blowout, but you get some really good close and comeback games.
It's been very exciting listening to it from the radio. What have been some highlights for you?
I guess the comebacks, you know, and the women's division is getting so fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been watching more of the women's division this year than normally have, but you can't take it away from the men's division, the intermediates and seniors too, but the masters and women's a category all by itself.
And a lot of focus this year on Sid Edenshaw.
Yes, he's going to be the lone inductee into the Hall of Fame tonight because of his contribution to basketball in the All-Native Tournament.
And what about you? When are you getting inducted?
Maybe 50 years from now.
You have been calling games for 30 years now. How has it changed?
It's gotten faster. The players gotten bigger. And, the rule changes every year, adds a little dimension, new dimension to the game itself. So if I don't know what the rule changes are, I always ask the refs when I get there. You get to know the refs as well. So they said when they're not reffing, you could go and talk to them and find out what the changes are and how it's going to affect the games. And so far, it's been speeding up.
Yeah, I can see that actually in just my short time being here. And what about in terms of the social aspect of it? 30 years, people coming together from communities to celebrate. Is that atmosphere still there?
Yes, the basketball is the main aspect of the whole tournament, but it's the cultural side that a lot of people come for, you know, the traditional dancing, the gathering and meeting new friends and sitting down and in the auditorium and having a traditional meal. You know, there's a lot of traditional foods there, as well as the artisans who bring their crafts. And that's the other side of it, and people forget about that, but the grand opening itself is something to see.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And let's talk about you again. As I mentioned, you've done this for 3 decades, but it's your last year.
Yes. 30 years ago, Ken Bedard, my co-host at the time, asked if I was interested in trying to broadcast basketball. I was just starting to train in radio in Terrace at the time. I said, sure, I'll try. So he took me to a couple of league games with our little Sony 5000 recorders, and we practiced on that. You know, that was fun. That was 30 years ago, but I imagine, man, the equipment has changed. Everything, technology has changed, and it's a lot easier, you know, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of people get so uptight before a game and think you're going to make mistakes, but after a while, you get to know the players because you're broadcasting. We're broadcasting an average of 5 games a day.
Yeah, and probably some of the people that you're calling games for, you've seen them since they were kids.
Oh, yeah, watching them come up from the junior level, we cover that as well. And then the intermediate level here and the seniors and then the masters, you know. It's something to watch, and you see a player advancing in each bracket, just like Sid Edenshaw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something to watch.
Certainly, and as you have advanced in your career too, why have you decided that this might be the last year?
My health. You know, I've got my heart defibs quite a bit, so I had to get clearance from the doctor just to come here.
Wow. So you've been all right, though, to cover the games this year?
As long as I watch what my intake is, I gotta make sure that I eat properly, you know, and get a good night's rest and take my medications. And they've got the Northern Health booth up in there in their special room, and I get my blood sugar tested. I'm diabetic.
Right.
So I get all those tests done, too, and they wrote something on a piece of paper, told me to give it to my doctor. And I just didn't. I didn't want to read it. I didn't want to get myself depressed. But they said it's nothing serious.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It was your birthday yesterday.
It was. I just turned 66, so.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And let's get back to the basketball now. We've got 2 more days of games. What are you going to be watching for?
Oh, surprises. You know, there's a lot of great teams there, and today is going to be the big day where we're going to find out who's going to go into tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to do that and upset the reigning champs, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Any predictions?
Well, I think Skidigit's going to take the senior division again. They might even take the intermediate division as well. And looking good, Heidelberg come down with Sid Edenshaw, and they look good in the Masters division.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will be watching. We'll continue to watch. And it's been great to have you in. And we're going to miss your voice next year.
Well, I might be around. I might come out for special events such as this. I'm going to retire from radio because of my health, but I could still do the odd special events such as this and Hobie Yeh and the Junior Provincials, which I'm taking in again this year, as well as Hobie Yeh.
Excellent. Well, I'll look forward then to being able to talk with you on air again. Happy birthday, and thanks for joining us today. Enjoy the rest of the games.
Thank you very much. You too.
Wild William Wesley is a host for CFNR. Every year he comes to Prince Rupert to cover the All-Native basketball games, 3 decades now, and the games continue all day today and Saturday.